That's right. It's a football Friday here on the Midday Show. Tom Kelly filling in once again for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, all the single individuals out there, cuffing season is almost here. Make sure you make the right choice. It's a long winter. It's going to be a long winter.
Cuffing season, and that's when you make sure you link up so you don't
have a companion. You have a companion to hang out with. It's cuffing season.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Nobody said nothing about that. I'm just saying, cuffing season, it's a big deal.
Doesn't that start till the holiday season?
No,
though?
But it's almost here. It's like the draft. It's like right after the draft, then, the cuffing season draft is coming up soon.
Okay, so so people go out and draft their teams for the wintertime.
Well, no, it's not a team. It's just an individual.
You're only drafting one person. Well, yeah. For the most part, you're only drafting one person. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the fact.
That's the fact of the day. Just make sure you make the right make the right choice.
Make the right choice when you're taking your considerations heading into cuffing season here.
Yes.
But Hugh, Football Friday, obviously big game this weekend. We've officially turned the page. We're over the Atlanta loss, and
are we though?
Well,
we're supposed to be. Yeah.
I'm not over it. I'm trying to get over it. But now we look forward to Sunday at 1:00. Eagles taking on the Saints. Eagles 1-1. Saints 2-1. And to start the show here, want people's feelings on this game. And the question to start the show here, do you expect the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? 215-592-9494.
Yes.
A strong, definitive yes from you, Hugh Douglas.
Yes. I believe, I believe strongly that you're never as good or as bad as your record states in the first month of the season. Deuce McAllister came on the station yesterday and he told us. He said they started out 2-0 last year and they fell apart. And that's one of the things that you have to hold your hat on, because a lot of these teams right now, they're still trying to figure out their identity. And it's obvious. You look at that game last night against the Jets. This is their third game. Aaron Rodgers looks like he's starting to round into form a little bit. Didn't look that great in the first game. Second game of the season, he threw a couple picks. So you look at him now, and now he looks like the Aaron Rodgers that we're used to seeing, outside of the fact that he made his coach look bad when he went in for
that bad
hug, and it just looked weird.
Very
awkward.
Weird
looking hug thing. But yeah, I believe that, man, and that's what I have to believe. I have to believe that's the case, because I believe in this Eagles team. I believe that this offense is a lot better than what they showed the other night. Notice I ain't saying nothing about the defense. That's a work in progress.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not about to sit here.
Casually avoiding that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not about to sit here and pretend like we didn't see what we saw. I mean, we saw it. But I think that as the season progresses, that this team will get better. I really, really do, man. And when I look at the numbers, like TK, when I look at the numbers from last week with Derek Carr, I mean, you know, passing yard, 11 for 16, 243 yards, that's pretty impressive. But what that says to me is, they're really not trying to throw the ball that much because the running game has been stout. I know there's reasons for that, but this could all potentially be smoke and mirrors when it comes to this New Orleans Saints offense. Really can be.
Well, that's the hope. And want to know from people out there, do you expect the Eagles to win this game? 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Here you do. I wish I could get there. I don't. I don't expect the Eagles to win this game. I don't feel good about this game going into it. I look at what the Saints have done, and I know the expectations for them before the year weren't very high. I mean, we've seen the Saints, we've seen Derek Carr, Dennis Allen, we kind of thought it would be the same old, same old. I kind of think we were wrong about the Saints. I think they're good. I think you look at what Clint Kubiak has done going in there as the offensive coordinator. He's changed the way they play. They're making explosive plays down the field in the pass game. They're running the ball well, and the Eagles are giving up over 6 yards a carry. They might not have C.J. Gardner-Johnson in this game. And we talked to Deuce yesterday, and like you said, you said earlier, Deuce McAllister said the Saints defense, it isn't a surprise. They're always good. You don't have A.J. Brown.
They're a little older, though, too. A little long in the tooth.
They are, but without A.J., Hugh, I can't say I feel good about this game or expect the Eagles
to win. But we have enough weapons, in my opinion, where we put up a decent amount of points last week. What was it, 22?
21.
22.
Gave up 22.
We have to do better with that. We have Saquon Barkley. We have Skinny Batman. We have to create more opportunities, and we have to capitalize on getting as many points as we possibly can with this football team. This is what it's about, man. I feel like, and I've said this, in order to win football games, we got to at least be 28 to 30 points a game. And you have to figure out somehow how you're going to get those points. If that means that you have to get Britton Covey more involved in offense and give him opportunities, that's what you have to do. I'm serious. I'm serious about that. I mean, if you feel like he's that guy, then you need to get him the ball. If you feel like there's other weapons on this offense that could help contribute, then they need to contribute.
Well, that's the thing, Hugh, and this is where the A.J. Brown injury is so huge. If A.J. Brown's playing, I feel a lot better. And I know it does. I mean, it doesn't sound like a crazy thing to say. I mean, obviously, A.J. Brown's a great player. But if A.J. Brown's in this game, I think the Eagles have a real chance to win a shootout. I just don't think they can win a shootout against the Saints. And I don't have confidence in this defense after what we saw on Monday night. The fact that they couldn't get past the Falcon offensive line that struggled mightily in week one doesn't give me confidence they're going to be able to take advantage of a really good Saints offensive line.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, with a week of work, a week of watching film and everything, that this team is not going to look as bad as they looked the previous Monday. They're not. I just can't believe that. And if they do, man, I am going to be thoroughly disappointed, because then, you know, all of that stuff that we all talked about is going to rear its ugly head about last year and the coaching and things like that, and the fact that these players are mediocre, which I do not believe to be the case. But if they go out there and they lay a big old stinky turd and they give up like 150 yards to 200 yards of rushing against this team, that's just a bad look on the coaching staff and the players to me.
And hey, man, it's a big game early on in the season. You're 1-1. You go to New Orleans this week. You go to Tampa next week. I mean, Tampa could very well be 3-0 when you go down there next week. It's a really big game. I want to know if you expect the Eagles to win. Hugh does. I do not. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494. Go to the phones here in a few minutes. But first, let's check in with Kyle. Kyle, do you expect the Eagles to go down to New Orleans and come back with a dub on Sunday?
You know, I'm upset with you, TK, because I did everything that I possibly could yesterday to get myself off the mat.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And dust it off. And you just kept bringing the negativity, kept shutting me down. And I failed to get off the mat. I'm not expecting a win this week. Like, after hearing Hugh talk about teams having identities through the first 4 weeks or whatever, not being able to find it. And it feels like the Saints did find it, though. And we didn't. Like, New Orleans is always a tough place to play. They look like a well-oiled machine. We don't. We look like we keep, like, shooting ourselves in the feet like we did last year. I just have too many worries about this Eagles team, and the Saints have looked too good over the first 2 weeks for me to expect a win. So I can only hope at this point. I hope they win. But there's no way that I can be honest and say that I expect the Eagles to win this week.
No, and this is the thing. I mean, you look at the coaching changes, and what did we say with the Eagles going into this season? The big move was moving on from Brian Johnson, going to Kellen Moore, and it's worked pretty well so far. I'd say the offense has looked pretty good. But New Orleans did the same thing, and Clint Kubiak, Hugh, he's changed the way that offense looks. I mean, they're running the ball effectively, and Derek Carr is being able to manage the game off of it. And if Derek Carr's not making those mistakes, I just think it's going to be really hard for the Eagles to win.
Yeah, when you talk about making mistakes and putting the ball in the air, I mean, that's basically what you're talking about, not having to throw the football a whole lot. I told you, he went, I think it was 11 for 16 last week, and they want to keep the ball out of harm's way. But I do believe that if you go in here with the strategy, and I know it sounds crazy for me to say this, but I believe – that if you could stop the run and force Derek Carr to throw the football, we've seen him in the past when he throws the football, it doesn't look that great.
No.
You make him do something that he's not comfortable doing, and you make him put the ball in harm's way, I think there's going to be some opportunities there.
Well, you know how you can make him put the ball in harm's way, Hugh.
You got to stop the run, man.
Got to stop the run. Get after the quarterback. Is this the Bryce Huff breakout game on Sunday?
I think so. I know people are in the car looking at me like, you know, or talking or saying that, you know, I'm an idiot. I do believe this, man. I believe that this defensive line can play better. I really do. And I'm probably the only one, because I've had friends of mine, close friends of mine, that have listened to this show and listened to my takes, and they're telling me, boy, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I believe I am. I really do.
Well, they're going to need to. Defense needs to step up. Offense is going to need to find a way to score more points without A.J. Brown. But what's your expectations for Sunday? Do you expect the Eagles to win in New Orleans? 1-1 Eagles, 2-0 Saints, Sunday at 1. What's your opinions? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get to all your calls coming up in the next segment. Do you expect an Eagles win this weekend? Plus, when it comes to what we've seen from the Saints in the first 2 weeks, are they for real? Ross Tucker answered that question earlier on this week, and Dan Orlovsky on what it is offensively that's made the Saints so successful so far this season. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There you go. It's the weekend, getting ready for some football, some Eagles football.
Kyle's trying to fire us up here. He's trying to get us ready for this game. I think Kyle's trying to get himself ready for this game.
Is it working for you?
Not really. Not yet.
Everybody's trying to get mentally prepared for this game.
It's not. But, Hugh, you're already ready. You're expecting a win. You think the Eagles are going to go down there and take care of business?
I think so, man. I just think about all the times, and I try to channel my inner old-ass football player.
Yeah.
You know, and think about the times that we took L's like this. And just how, you know, I was just chomping at the bit all week at work, you know, just trying to work a little bit harder, get a little bit more ready for the game the following week. Because, man, the one thing that I never wanted to do was have back-to-back losses. Like, that's the worst feeling in the world, man. Coming back home, knowing that everybody thinks that you stink. You know, the fact that, you know, I'm watching Comcast yesterday or whatever and hearing players try to explain what they've been working on. Bryce Huff, man. You know, him, shout out to Elliot, and shout out to, who was it, Dave Uram?
Oh, Uram.
Man, listen.
Boots on the ground reporting.
Yes. Like, you could tell he was doing his best to answer those questions that were being asked about him, about what he was working on. He was talking about his technique. After the fact that Coach Fangio talked about, you know, him being back out there and just learning. And you could tell he was uncomfortable, but he did the best that he could possibly do to try to answer those questions. I've been there.
Right.
I've been there. So I know the pain that he's going through. And, I mean, all of these guys have to work better. But him in particular, because he's the money man. He the one that got the bag in offseason.
Yeah. I mean, you get $17 million a year, $50 million overall.
Yeah, and you don't show up on the stat sheet, you're going to get talked about. You're going to get talked about a lot. And that's a lot of pressure, man, because, you know, he's probably struggling with right now the player that he knows he is, but it hasn't surfaced yet. And him trying to learn on the fly about what it is that's being asked of him. It's a tough spot to be in.
And this is the thing, Hugh. He better figure it out soon, because this defense, I mean, they need to play a lot better. The offense without A.J. Brown, I think they're going to need the defense's help. I just, you know, do I expect that to happen?
Baby steps, man.
I don't expect it to happen. I hope it happens.
I would say this. If I was going into this game, and I'm not, you know, I know that this is not easy, and I'm asking a lot. But if I'm going into this game, knowing what I know about myself as a player, I'm pretending like I'm playing this weekend. The first thing that I want to do is stop the run. Just whatever I do, I'm not even worried about pass rush. I just want to make sure that I get my run fits and I keep Alvin Kamara corralled as much as I possibly can. That would be my first thought as a defensive lineman. Stop the run. And after that, then work on my pass rush. Make sure that I do everything possible to stop that run first, because they're going to try to run the ball down your throat.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what they always do. It's what Clint Kubiak always does. And, yeah, I mean, Nick Sirianni said earlier this week, we need to earn the right to rush the passer. That means got to stop the runs on first and second down. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, do you expect the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? In a few minutes, we will get to some sound from Ross Tucker, Dan Orlovsky, what they have seen from New Orleans in their first two games, wins over Carolina and Dallas. But first, we will go to the phones. Let's start it off with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day Friday, man.
Happy game day Friday, Chris. What's going on?
Hugh, let me tell you what's going on. TK?
Chris?
All right, guys. Here's what I got for you. Be a little different this week. Here's what I want. Birds, Philadelphia Eagles, it's accountability Sunday. Our D-line needs to stop getting tossed around like a bunch of rag dolls. They need to stop getting pushed around like a bunch of babies in a stroller, and man up! You want respect?
You need that.
You want it. Saquon, Sunday's redemption day. All that frustration, all that aggravation, all that pain that's been sitting in your gut since you dropped that ball. Well, you know what? Sunday, direct it all at the Saints. Give them all of Quadzilla. Let them know what you're all about.
Quadzilla.
Dominate that game.
Sounded kind of weird.
Adversity will define you.
Who do you want to be defined? Stand up. Fight for yourself. Fight for your city. Fight for this entire fan base.
Fight for the fan.
Let's go. We are
E-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles. Yeah, he got me going with that one.
There you
he
go,
got me
Chris.
Going with that one.
Yeah, Chris got you fired up.
Listen.
I saw your mood perk up.
Yes.
If you could see Hugh right now, he's got a huge smile on his
man,
face.
Man, I am excited.
He's grinning ear to ear right now.
I believe in this team, man. It's not. Listen, I got a lot riding on this. This is not personal. I mean, I'm trying to get to New Orleans, no question. But I just feel like this team is better than what it's shown, man. It really, really is. I know we've talked about the Georgia boys and how they haven't really shown up. Those cats can play, man. They can play at this level. I believe that. They played at a big-time program with some big-time players. They can play at this level.
Well, this is the thing, Hugh. I mean, they've shown they can do it at a big-time program in college, a lot of those guys on defense, but they haven't shown it at this level yet. Like Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, and we're still waiting on Jordan Davis in year three.
They flashed. Like, even Jordan Davis has flashed. I mean, you have to admit that. He's flashed. It's just playing at this level is hard, man. It's intense, and you have to have your intensity level up every snap. You can't take plays off, man. You if you want to be considered one of the upper echelon players, one of the elite players, you can't take plays off. You just can't. You have to dig a little bit deeper. And I think back when I see moments like this, I think back about the guys I played with and how we were able to feed off of one another with the energy and the positivity and things of that nature. And I think they have guys like that on this squad. They just need to figure it out, man. I think they'll be fine.
And Hugh, when you talk about this game, and this is kind of what I sense you're going with here, is when you look at this team, obviously we can look at the talent stuff, but doesn't this feel like a week where it's kind of like a pride week for the Eagles,
yes,
especially on defense? Coming off of last week, it's like if you're a defensive lineman and you get pushed around the way they did on Monday night, do you feel like an extra sense of we got to go out there and show
get
these people we're
back.
Wrong?
Get some get back. Man, the one thing that I always did, I hated to feel like, you know, I was already like, you know, I'm going against guys that were like 2 or 3 inches taller than me and probably weighed 50 to 60 more pounds than me. So I never wanted to feel like I was being little boyed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, son, you know, you're not supposed to be here. I remember being in my first couple of practices in the NFL. And guys looking at me from bigger schools and thinking that I did not belong there. And I used to go into practice every day with an attitude, a chip on my shoulder, if you will. I think you need to have that same kind of chip on your shoulder when you play on Sunday. Because when you're angry, you don't really get tired when you're angry. You know,
and I feel like a guy like Bryce Huff, this is the kind of week where we're going to see what he's made of inside. Like,
yeah.
You're getting ripped all week, and he's got to be aware of that. That he's watched the film. He knows that what everybody's seeing out there.
Probably, if you watch
step
TV,
up, make some plays, man.
Probably if you've been watching TV or not, like you've heard it. You felt it. Like, it's not a great feeling.
No.
It's not a great feeling to be talked about like you're a bum.
Yeah.
Because that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
You're a bum. Or a bust, I should say.
And for all those guys on the defensive side of the ball, they got to play with some pride. I think for the defense, this is a week they got to show some pride, go out, and play with some intensity. Because last week, you can say they only gave up 22 points. That was a bad performance. They got to be a lot better. Let's go to Philly Rob. What's up, Philly Rob?
Yo, fellas. What's going on?
What's going on, Philly Rob?
Man, I'm feeling awesome about this game coming up this Sunday. It's an early game. We're going to get back our swagger. The young boys on the line, on the D-line, they're going to come out and show you why they're getting paid the money they're getting paid. Bryce Huff, he's going to be all right. He just needed to get his feet wet.
Is that what
you
it
know
was?
What I mean, Hugh?
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
He had to get his feet wet. So he had two games down.
I don't know about that.
Wet.
Okay. I believe
it. Yeah. But you watch. Nobody, like you said, likes being called a punk or being pushed around like a little boy.
No, nobody want to be sun. What they call it, sun. Nobody want to be sunned.
Yeah, sun.
Yeah,
you know.
Nobody
what I mean?
Wants that.
But Kyle, get off that mat, man. Don't go back on that mat. It ain't no reason to be on that mat. Get your butt up. Put your
big boy pants on, Kyle.
You know what I mean?
Pants, Kyle.
You keep pumping them, baby. You keep pumping them, because you know it. You know the game. Let's do this on Sunday. I am going to yell it out.
E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
That helps.
There you go, Rob. I don't know. Rob didn't help. Rob brought me back down. I mean, Chris.
He brought me back down.
I mean, Chris gave, you know, a lot of intensity. I feel like Rob may have gotten a little intimidated by the music there.
You think so?
I think a little.
No, I thought he lived up to the moment. Yeah. Okay. I think he got more excited when it played.
As the moment played.
He started talking about punching him and, like, you know.
Maybe I read it wrong. I could have read that one wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it certainly wouldn't be. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But obviously, the Saints off to a pretty hot start this year. And surprising most people around the NFL, here's Ross Tucker earlier this week talking about how good are these New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we got to go by what we're seeing. They have a new OC. He's from the Shanahan tree. He is awesome. I had them as a bottom five O-line. They're playing much better than that. They've got a terrific deep threat in Shahid. Olave is silky smooth. Kamara looks like he's found the fountain of youth. There are not many games over the last couple years, guys, where I have picked the Eagles to lose the game. I'm guessing tomorrow morning on the morning show, the camera will pin me down, but I'm definitely leaning that way. That's for sure.
That's strong.
Yeah, and hey, I mean, the way the Saints have played, it's kind of hard to argue. I mean, they went to Dallas. They destroyed the Cowboys.
Yeah, they did, man. They put foots in asses
44
when they came to Dallas.
44-19.
Yeah.
And what is so impressive so far about New Orleans, more than anything else, is their offense. Their big playability, and Derek Carr able to make plays through the air. Here's Dan Orlovsky talking about the new system in New Orleans.
I think Clint Kubiak is to Derek Carr what Bobby Slowick was last year to C.J. Stroud. Right. Number one, he is constantly putting the defense to play hesitant and in conflict with putting him under center, using motion at the snap to kind of create some hesitation, force eyes to pay attention to it, play defense, make defenses both at the linebacker and defensive line level to just play a little sideways. I think number two, they're committing to protection with him. A lot of their play action passes last week were 7 or 8 man protection. I think Derek Carr's got a ton of confidence in that right now.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I'm obviously a massive fan of this system. It's the one I grew up in. I think all the great offenses in the NFL, basically outside of Kansas City, run it. And the best thing is it forces every time a ball gets snapped, the defense plays with a question mark rather than an exclamation point.
So, Hugh, you look at this offense under Kubiak, a lot of outside zone, a lot of play action, stuff like that. As a defensive player and as a defensive lineman, how are you kind of approaching an offense like that?
Well, you got to set the edge. You got to set the edge, and you have to give those linebackers the room to run. You have to make sure, because when I think of the outside zone, it's like most of the time it's like bounce plays, if I'm not mistaken, where they want to bring it to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sound on your outside gap. You got to maintain your rush lanes, and you got to set those edges, and you have to keep those linebackers clean, man. You have to have them, you have to give them the ability to flow to the football. And the biggest thing you have to do is make tackles, man. You got to make tackles. You can't get up the field too far when you see that play action set. You have to make sure you read your keys and things of that nature. You just have to play sound, fundamental football. The bottom line. But it all starts with setting the edge, because that's the one thing that we have not done a great job of as defensive ends with this team. Haven't done a great job of setting the edge.
No, and Bryce Huff was getting washed down, it felt like, every time last week. And I think this is a big Vic Fangio game here, Hugh. We haven't really seen him do things out of the ordinary so far. But, I mean, especially if early on you're getting gashed in the run game, he's going to need to find a way to remedy that, maybe bring more guys up. And, you know, if you get beat on big pass plays, like, I would honestly take that. I'd leave those guys in man coverage on the back. You need to stop the run first against this offense.
Yeah, I think that's the key, man, because we don't do anything well right now. I mean, it's like pick your poison when it comes to this Eagles defense, because we're not defending the run well. We're not defending the pass well. Right. So if I'm going into this game, I would say – if I'm Vic Fangio, I'm stopping the run first. If that means me putting eight in the box, lining my defensive ends out wide and just have them set the edge, run it up the field, don't even worry about getting it to the quarterback. Just make sure you stop the run. play along the line of scrimmage, try to keep gap integrity, all of that stuff. I mean, that's where it starts, man. If you could stop them from running the football and take that one dimension away from them, then you'll figure out the pass rush game.
Yeah, I mean, if you make Derek Carr beat, we've seen Derek Carr.
He's not the greatest.
No, you make him throw 30 times, he'll probably make some mistakes. He's a little inaccurate, so it does feel like everything with them is based around running the football with Kamara. And if the Eagles can stop that, you know,
got a shot.
They got a shot. Let's go to Mike in Florida. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Yo, Mike. Mike's is on hold. Let's go to Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guy? How you guys doing? Hugh?
What's up, man? On, baby? Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, listen, real quick before I get to my point. Don't eat that plant-based stuff, man. I'm saying that stuff is poison, man. You got to read the labels, man. It's got all kind of hydrogenated nonsense in it. The human body is not made to digest that stuff.
Now, he's a plant-based guy
Talking about these Eagles winning this weekend. Yeah. He said, that's my mind is going to mush. That's what he said. He tried to be slick.
That's plant-based, man. It ain't good for you. You can't see straight. Hey, listen. And stay away from seed oils and stay away from almond milk and all that stuff.
You know what? I do not fool with the almond milk. Joe got me on that oatmeal milk.
Oat milk?
Yeah, that oat milk is not that bad, man.
Almond milk's gross, too.
Listen, Hugh, that's trash, too. You know, what you need to do is coconut milk or avocado oil and
I do the avocado oil. I don't think I could do the coconut milk, though.
Yeah. It sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't know. The oat milk is all okay. Oat milk is good.
Give me some normal 2%.
It's not milk, though.
It is milk.
No, it's not.
All right,
milk comes from a mammal.
Okay, Kyle.
I love you. Hugh's just so done with you. All right, Kyle. Shut up.
Because we'll argue about some of the randomest stuff on this show all the time.
But surprisingly, real quick, if I get there, surprisingly, they're right, Hugh. If you're going to drink milk, just drink regular milk. Of all this other nonsense, oat milk, cashew milk, it's all garbage, man. You see how they make that stuff. You know, it's GMO modified. But anyway, the Eagles, man, you know, I love when I listen to your program and people do these loud chants. It doesn't make a difference. You can scream till your head falls off your shoulders.
Come on, Rob!
It doesn't make a difference, man. These guys stink. You know what? Howie Roseman, he does a good job compared to other general. But, it's a lot of bad GMs in the NFL, Hugh. You know that, right?
Yes.
It's a lot of bad GMs in the NFL. So if you're the best of a lot of bad guys, that doesn't make you the best of anything.
Yeah.
So you know, like I said, Bryce Huff is not going to show up again. You know, Vic Fangio, tell him to come down out the booth and put the coffee down and come down and get on the field and run your damn defense. And Kellen Moore is nothing special. You know, the thing about I love about your station is how during the summer you guys really ramp these guys up like they're the second coming of Walsh and
well, Rob, they've been good coordinators in their careers in the NFL, though. And we should be excited about the coordinators.
Nah, Kellen Moore's not been a good coordinator.
He's had a top five offense whenever his quarterback's been healthy, wherever he's been.
Yeah, but he seems to leave right away, doesn't he? So that should tell you something right there.
He's in Dallas for like 5 years.
If you went out to welcome someplace, then he should still be there. You know,
Dallas and Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about.
He didn't want. I mean,
he did kind of wear his welcome out there, though.
I guess McCarthy wanted to run the offense. What's your score prediction, Rob?
Oh, my score prediction is 34-20.
You know, Eagles?
Yeah. No. I just don't see. I don't think. You know what? I talked to you guys the other day, and we talked about Fangio and Trubisky, and you know they were coming, and you know maybe Jalen just isn't that guy.
Well, I got you, Robin. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to compare Jalen Hurts to Mitch Trubisky. Come on, Rob.
Not yet.
I'm not even that down.
Yeah, not yet. No. I think that's a little bit too much. Yeah. That's premature.
Yeah. Right. And just so, Rob, even if you're not feeling great about the game, when the music hits, the tone needs to change, and you need to be more positive.
Well, yeah, it does. The music does do something to you, man. And then you get to thinking about the teams of the past, and you get to thinking about Rocky running up them steps.
Yep.
But I really think about him running through the Italian market and all the kids running behind him, though. Yep. That's the coolest part.
And by
great movie.
Like, you talk about that music, it just makes you, like, think of football. And, Hugh, I meant to bring this up yesterday. You said, like, the most football guy thing ever yesterday. You said you were watching a game over the weekend. You said, I wasn't really rooting for either team. I was just rooting for football.
I was rooting for football.
That is the most football guy thing ever.
No, because, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching. And I don't understand. Like, and I mean, I'm okay with the conversation. But just imagine if, like, I want to do the same thing that the people in the place do. I just want to watch football in peace.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to talk about the Eagles.
Right.
I just want to sit there. Like, again, if you want to speak, you can speak, but it's like the questions about the game and football,
You're locked in.
Because I'm watching, and when I'm doing that, I'm probably texting Kyle and Joe, and I'm thinking about what the Eagles could potentially do, and I'm thinking about the games that I'm watching. So, you know, I mean, it's okay to speak and, you know, keep the conversation light, but don't turn it into a pseudo, like a impromptu show.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We ain't doing no shows on Sunday unless they're the early ones.
Yeah, you're only doing shows you know to get paid for.
You know what
yeah.
mean? I mean?
You're not on the clock on Sunday during the game.
Because I'm looking at the game and I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about come Monday.
Hey, you know what I mean? You don't need to explain yourself to us,
just,
man.
I'm just saying. I ain't, you know, all these old impromptu shows. I'm like, you know.
We got your back on it. Don't worry.
I had no impromptu show.
You don't need to explain it to us. We got you. Back to the phones after a quick break here. Where is your confidence level at for Sunday? Is anyone out there expecting a win this week, aside from Hugh? Plus, we'll get to the injury report for Sunday's game, the status of A.J. Brown, plus a new name to appear on the injury report for the Eagles. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Kyle, I get you want to be positive, but this doesn't get you ready for football.
It's cool. It kind of does.
This gets you ready for football.
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Can you imagine Hugh blasting this in his earphones, like getting ready in the locker room before a game?
That would be great.
No, man. I used to try to keep it loose.
What did you used to listen to?
We couldn't listen to cuss words over the PA.
Right.
We could not do that.
Right, of course.
Because Big Red did not go for that.
That's
so
soft,
it used to be
man.
A whole lot of Rick James. We used to listen to Outkast, Bombs Over Baghdad.
Okay.
But in my own personal headphones, it was 3-6 Mafia all day. No, I definitely was not that. Used to be some, like, when I listened to my own stuff, it was definitely some Pastor Troy.
Yeah, okay.
It was some 3-6 Mafia.
So not the Lion King soundtrack.
Oh no, it was straight. It was very, very specific.
What was the song that Doc Rivers sent? Oh, I have it. Wait, hold on.
Oh my God.
Was this in your headphones before?
No.
Made up story, by the way. There's no way this actually happened.
No.
Another Doc lie.
No, seriously. Dog used to listen to gospel.
Yeah.
That's why we had to be respect. Like, we had so many different guys in the locker room that a lot of people didn't want to hear all that cuss words and stuff. So
right.
So Big Red wanted to respect that. So if you wanted to listen to that, you had to listen to that in your headphones. But if you wanted it blasting over the loudspeakers, we used to have to listen to Rick. It was like only a specific amount of songs that we were allowed to play, and it could have no cursing.
Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was that? So Doc Rivers, he sent James Harden that song the morning of game four, right? So he claims. I don't know if Harden's ever verified this. And then after like the next two games, they hated each other and never spoke again. This is just another lie by
Harden,
Doc Rivers.
Classic Doc.
Yeah, classic. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But we do need to take a quick look at the injury report for this game this weekend. And as we already knew, Hugh, no A.J. Brown. He will miss his second consecutive game here. And probably no A.J. Until after the bye. That was from the ESPN Monday Night Football broadcast on Monday night. Not great news. Really hard to score when you don't have A.J. Brown in the offense.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And, you know, there were some numbers out there that I think that where, you know, Jalen plays better. When A.J., his record is better when A.J.'s on the field.
Yep.
But you got to figure it out, man. He's out. And your defense is not where it needs to be right now. You can't worry about that.
And with the hamstring, you want to take your time. I remember Deshaun had a hamstring in 2019, and I mean, it essentially cost him the season. He missed a lot of time with that, so you got to be careful. So AJ will probably sit next week as well and then have the bye after that. But another addition to the injury report, Hugh, and this is really concerning, CJ Gardner-Johnson, foot injury, did not practice on Thursday. We'll see what his status is today, but man, going into that game already with the way your defense has been playing without CJ potentially, that would be a big loss.
Yeah, we'll not give Cooper DeJean a chance to play, man. I mean, I think this is what you're going to probably have to do. It's going to be young. You got a young secondary anyway. Your defense looks like it's a work in progress. So let the young cats play.
Is that what you do? Because Elliott threw out a couple scenarios yesterday where you could – that's one thing you could do. You could put Cooper DeJean in the slot. You could move Maddox to safety. You could move Quinyon Mitchell in the slot and play Isaiah Rodgers on the outside. Your best plan would be what? Move Avante to safety and play Cooper DeJean in the slot?
That's what I was thinking. You know, just get them on the field, man. Try to move them out there, get them on the field, and just let them play. Because I think your strongest asset right now is your defense. Well, your secondary, I should say. Not the defense. I take that back.
Right.
It's your secondary. So let the young guys play, man. Give them a chance to go out there and trial by fire. I mean, I know it's not the most opportune thing to have going for you, but we need to figure out a way to get a win. And we got guys hurt back there. Let the young guys play.
That's what I'd do, too. I would put Cooper DeJean in there in the slot and see what he's – I mean, he traded up for the guy in the second round. Get him on the field. What do you think, Kyle? What do you think Vic Fangio should do in the secondary if the Eagles don't have CJ?
I would rather not move, like, a bunch of guys around. If they're going to do something, I would rather them just put somebody – in Gardner Johnson's place, like
Christian McCollum would probably be that guy.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that doesn't make me feel good. But yeah. But then again, I'm not sure if there's a guy out there that, or like on this roster that would make me feel good. I think what would make me feel worse is if they took guys out of the positions that they've been in through the first 2 weeks. I mean, especially like a guy like Mitchell, who's young, a rookie, still learning. He's looked pretty good on the outside. I would keep him on the outside. I know it's. This feels like it's going to be one of those games where it's like, wow, the Saints are really targeting Tristan McCollum all night, and like that's going to suck, but I would rather that be the case than just have no hope for anybody in the secondary.
Well, this is the thing. I think moving Avante makes sense because he's played safety before.
Yeah, you got to go back, and you don't want to put Cooper in that position.
Right.
You know, so it would probably be easy to just have him in the slot or whatever. And, yeah. And so wait a minute. So are we taking Quinyon off the field?
No, Quinyon, he's going to be on the field. It's just whether he plays outside or inside.
Okay.
If he plays inside, you put Isaiah
Rodgers. I got you because of Maddox. Okay, I got you. Right. I thought I was thinking, but yeah.
All good.
Yeah. So yeah, put him out there on the field, man. Let him play.
Yeah.
Let him play.
And it's going to be interesting to see what the Eagles do. Now, we'll see if CJ practices today, and Nick Sirianni will speak at 11:25. So we'll bring that to you, see if Nick has an update on CJ Gardner-Johnson as well. Let's go to Mike in Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. What's up?
And
Hugh, you got me so back and forth on the Eagles, man. Earlier in the week, it was like, you know, the defensive line, and they're just getting bear hugged down, and Huff, we know, is zero on the back of his shirt and in his performance so far. And it's just unbelievable that, you know, today you can just be so full of excitement for a win. And I don't know. I think it's just blind faith as fans that we say these things. But I did, like you said, I went back and watched that game. I watched that defense the second time through, and it there's not a lot to be happy about back there. That defensive line, we really don't have any. They were getting just manhandled, and that was Atlanta's offensive line. I don't know how we're going to win in New Orleans.
You know what? I agree, but let me tell you what I do know. Like, go back and watch that tape from Atlanta when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Did that offensive line look like the offensive line that played against us Monday night? No. And you know what? That happened in 1 week's time. About the same as my emotions were in one space on a Monday, and they've changed to Friday. It's the same thing, man. You go to work.
The Eagles have to change it fast. Then that's coaching. But also, Vic Fangio, I mean, what's he doing? If he's not putting guys in the best positions to succeed, if he's putting Huff in there on first and second down and say, go earn it, I mean, that's not coaching. That's high school coaching or something. That's not – you're putting guys in position to succeed. It doesn't get any bigger than this. He's got to put him in the best position to succeed so we can win the game, not so he can, you know, make this guy look bad and demean him and make it any worse than it is. And I just can't see an Eagles win. But then again, you know, you factor in if they get a turnover or a special teams play or something like that. That's about all I can hope for. And it's just blind faith. Well, I don't have any faith.
I got you, Mike, and appreciate the call. And I think that's the thing, Hugh. The defense, like, they don't need to be great. You don't need to have them going three and out every drive. But what the defense does need to do that they haven't done is create negative plays.
That's
need to get sacks, get some turnovers.
No, pressure. Pressure. I think the one thing that we can't do is have these lofty expectations.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, y'all. I came in this morning optimistic but realistic at the same time. Stop the run. That's what I said. Give me that. If there was one thing that I wanted to happen today with this Eagle team, stop the run. Because everything else starts with you doing that first. I'm not even, like, the rushing the passer, stop the run.
Right. And like you said, stopping the run, it just makes everything easier.
Yes, because now if I'm going to get beat this weekend, David Carr, I want David Carr, if it happens, and was it Rashid Shaheed or whatever his name
Rashid
is?
Rashid Shaheed, yeah.
Rashid Shaheed. I would rather him have a 2-3 touchdown day and David Carr throw for 400 yards than Alvin Kamara running for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I know that sounds crazy to Eagles fans, but I'm being realistic. If I'm going to lose, that's the way that I want to lose. I want to lose with him throwing the football.
I agree to an extent, but man, that would, if the Eagles give up 400 yards.
No,
passing,
I'm just saying. I mean, and that's
going to be an ugly
like
Monday.
These are extreme worst case scenarios.
Right.
And if that happens, you know what I'm going to say Monday? At least they stopped the run.
Well, you know what we say on Monday? Get Slay off the field.
Well, yeah, that's going to be that.
Yards passing.
And people are probably going to be calling me mean and hurtful names. But and you know what I'm going to say? At least we didn't give up over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's baby steps. This team is not good. Like Seth told you, they're not good at doing anything right now. Okay, so do that. Like, because everything comes off of the running the football. So stop. The run. Stop the run.
Do one thing right. That's basically what we're asking
from
the Eagles.
Do the one thing right.
Do one thing right. Stop the run, and hopefully the rest will fall into place.